And now this is a dictation for Sally, S-A-L-L-Y, Root, R-O-O-T, May 1641. Address as a letter to Dr. Shamin, S-H-A-M-I-N, 6298-8145. Dear Dr. Shamin, a follow-up for Mrs. Root, advanced renal failure secondary to diabetic nephropathy hypertension. Last visit in July. This was a telemedicine with participation of her daughter, Bridget, B-R-I-D-G-E-T-T. Appetite is down, has lost weight, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal pain. There has been diarrhea, isolated but no bleeding. No change in urination, no infection, cloudiness or blood, stable volume, no major edema. Denied chest pain palpitations, minor dyspnea activity not at rest, no gross orthopnea PND, no oxygen, takes Coumadin. She's quite anxious and probably some degree of memory issues. Other review system is negative. Medication list review, I want to highlight the bicarbonate replacement, Coric Lasix, Hydralazine Lisinopril, blood pressure at home, however, is quite high at 172.79, normal speech, mild decreased hearing, no severe respiratory distress. Next paragraph, chemistry shows a creatinine from November. At 3.3, which is worse for a GFR of 13, stage 5. Anemia 10.3. A low sodium, low potassium, normal acid base, a low albumin, corrected calcium loci, normal phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 5. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, anemia, previously documented iron deficiency. Next number, low sodium and low potassium. Although there was recent diarrhea. She is on ACE inhibitors and a low dose of diuretics, among others. Anemia, next number, anemia without external bleeding. She's taking Coumadin. Next number, coronary artery disease, ischemic cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction. Next paragraph, we have one more time discussion about the meanings of advanced kidney disease. She has a first-hand experience from husband being on dialysis for a number of years. Finally, she has made a decision that she does not want to do any kind of dialysis. For the time being, she is still willing to do chemistries, and we will advise accordingly. I discussed with her that she might like to explore palliative care and at some point hospice care. We relay that information to your office. All questions answered, end of dictation.